All right, March is here, so it's officially time to roll up our sleeves and get out into the garden. And luckily, we've got a great guide to help us.
That's right.
The gardenadvice.co.uk gardening calendar.
Yeah.
This thing is packed with tips, feeding, lawn care, even some fun DIY projects.
Oh, absolutely.
It's basically a blueprint for a thriving spring garden.
Definitely.
I've been looking through it, and there's one thing that kind of jumped out at me.
Okay.
It says to feed camellias with tomato feed.
Ah, yes.
Is that a thing? Is that something people actually do?
It might sound a bit strange at first,
Yeah.
but it really works. You know, camellias, rhododendrons, all those early bloomers, they're putting on a spectacular show right now. Big, beautiful flowers,
Right.
but all that flower power takes a lot of energy.
I bet. So they need a little extra boost.
Exactly. And tomato feed is perfect for that.
But what's so special about tomato feed? Like, why not just use any fertilizer?
Well, it's all about the magnesium and potash. See, magnesium is crucial for chlorophyll production, which helps the leaves absorb sunlight and stay healthy,
Right.
and potash.
Right.
That's like strength training for your plants. Stronger stems, better disease resistance, and of course, more of those amazing blooms.
So it's like a supercharged energy drink just for flowers.
Yeah, pretty much.
So tomato feed for the early bloomers.
Got it.
But what about the rest of the garden? Does the calendar have any general feeding recommendations?
It does. It suggests using Grow More,
Grow more.
which is what's known as a balanced fertilizer.
Okay.
It's got a good mix of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium.
Okay.
So it's great for all sorts of things, flower beds, hedges, even plants in pots. Just
Right.
a good all-around choice to keep your garden healthy and growing strong.
A real workhorse, huh?
You could say that.
But I also noticed that the calendar specifically mentioned conifer hedges. Do they need something different?
You know, conifers are interesting. They keep their needles all year round.
Right, they're evergreen.
Exactly. And because they're always producing foliage, they need a little extra help to stay lush and healthy.
Okay.
So, yeah, a bit of extra feeding goes a long way for conifers.
Makes sense. Okay, so we've covered feeding. But what about lawn care? I see the calendar mentions worm casts.
Ah, yes.
I have to admit, I'm not always thrilled to see those little mounds all over my lawn.
Well, they are a sign of healthy soil.
Yeah, but they're not exactly pretty.
I understand. The calendar recommends what it calls the crumble test.
Okay.
If you pick up a worm cast and it crumbles easily in your hand, it's dry enough to brush away without making a mess.
That's helpful. But what if you've got a real worm cast problem? Like they're just popping up everywhere.
Right. The Garden Advice website actually has a tip for that.
Oh.
It suggests adjusting the pH of your topsoil.
Really?
Yeah, the idea is that if you change the pH, it encourages the worms to burrow deeper.
Interesting. So they're still doing their thing, aerating the soil and all that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you don't have to look at all the worm casts.
A win-win. Okay, let's move on to something a little more fragrant.
Sure.
Sweet peas.
Lovely.
I noticed the calendar has some specific instructions for sowing sweet pea seeds.
Yeah, sweet peas can be a bit tricky. Their seed coats are quite hard. So water has a hard time getting in and triggering germination.
Right.
The calendar suggests either scuffing the seeds with sandpaper
Okay.
or soaking them in water for about a day before you plant them.
Ah, so you have to give them a little help.
Exactly. They need a bit of a push to get going.
I suppose those beautiful flowers and that amazing scent are worth the extra effort.
Absolutely. Sweet peas are definitely worth it.
All right, now for something I'm really excited about, the DIY project.
Oh, yes.
Making plant supports out of hazel stems.
Fantastic idea.
It's sustainable.
Absolutely.
It's budget friendly, and it seems like a really fun thing to do.
Oh, definitely. And hazel stems are perfect for it. They're strong and flexible. The calendar specifically mentions using them for peonies.
Right, because peonies tend to flop over.
Exactly. Especially when they're in full bloom.
And I bet those hazel supports look so much nicer than those bright green plastic ones you buy at the store.
Oh, for sure. They blend right in with the garden.
Love it. Okay, last but not least, mulching.
Very important.
The calendar lists a few different types of mulch.
Yes.
Spent mushroom compost, well-rotted horse manure,
Great options.
and garden compost.
All good choices.
But then there's this one suggestion that I found a little surprising.
Okay.
Cardboard.
Ah, yes.
I've never really thought of cardboard as mulch. Does that actually work?
It does, especially for large areas like herbaceous borders. You basically lay down a layer of cardboard before you add your other mulch, and it acts as a barrier, stopping weed seedlings from getting any light.
So the weeds just can't grow.
Exactly. They get smothered
Hmm.
before they even have a chance.
That sounds almost too good to be true. Will it stop all weeds?
Well, it's great for those common seed-grown weeds like chickweed, but it won't stop the really tough ones like dandelions or couch grass. Those have deep roots that can go right through the cardboard.
Makes sense. So it's a helpful tool, but not a miracle cure.
Right.
Well, this calendar has been incredibly informative.
It's a great resource.
I feel like I've got a whole to-do list now.
Plenty to keep you busy.
Oh, definitely. But you know, all this talk about horse manure being good for acid-loving plants has got me thinking.
Oh,
What plants in my garden would actually benefit from that?
that's a great question. It's always important to know what your plants need.
Absolutely. Well, I guess I've got some research to do.
There's always something to learn in the garden.
So true. All right, I think that wraps up our deep dive into springtime gardening.
It's been a pleasure.
Time to get out there and put all this great advice into practice.
Happy gardening.
Happy gardening.